desk. Okay, well, I guess turn off that so I can't make noise.
Yeah, Tiffany, I think that probably it'll be short, so you can alert Sarah.
Okay, are we ready, JC? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Board of Commissioners meeting for Wednesday, August 5th. Please join me in the flag.
August 7th.
I'm looking right there. It says August 5th.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. For clarification, for real, it's August 7th. On this agenda, it says 5th. On this one, it says 7th. Anyway, first order of business this morning will be the minutes of the July 31st, 2019 board meeting and the July 31st, 2019 staff meeting.
Mr. Chair, I'd move approval of the July 31st, 2019 board meeting and the minutes from the July 31st, 2019 work session.
Second.
And thank you for the correction. I work off the old memories on that work session language, so appreciate that. So we moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the July 31st, 2019 board meeting and work session. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign, motion carries. Now's the time on our agenda for visitors' comments. Anyone who'd like to address the board, please come forward to the table. Give us your name and address for the record. Good morning.
Morning. My name is Matt Brown. I work for the City of St. Helens, 265 Strand Street, just across the street. I am here to chat with the county commissioners about an idea that was brought to my attention by the board and manager of the Columbia River PUD. They would like the option of placing a EV charger in somewhere in a parking lot around the county courthouse and city hall. Where that is exactly is why I'm here. I am looking for any feedback or suggestions on any places that you believe would be the best location for an EV charger. Obviously, there is some discussion of if you put a charger in for two parking spots, you lose two parking spots. So that is something that I think you guys have discussed internally. It's obviously discussions that we've had at City Hall as well of losing two parking spots for EV chargers. Can be a big concern on busy court days that you have as well as court and council days that we have as well. So I'm just enlisting any feedback or thoughts and concerns about where these locations could be. My understanding from the PUD is that this charger would be funded by them, so it comes as free pretty much for the county and city and community to use to help entice people to move to an EV or electric vehicle. So just seeing if you had any feedback, thoughts, and suggestions of where an EV charger might be around this waterfront property.
Matt, do you have some time after this meeting?
I do. I have a city council meeting at 1.
Do you guys have some time after this meeting where we could just take a walking field trip down here? Let's just the four of us go for a walk.
Absolutely.
After this is over with and just bounce out. I know you and I talked, and we'll just recess this meeting to
walk about. Yeah, I've chatted kind of individually with each of you, but getting you all on the same.
No. That's why this is probably the easiest if you've got time. And we can take a few minutes and you know, 15, 20 minutes and just do a walk around and bounce some ideas off of each other. Because I think it's a great idea to have the charging stations. I think we're probably all aligned there. But parking is at a premium, and I would also be, as you mentioned a minute ago, very, very territorial about giving up parking spaces because a Tuesday morning around here is pretty ugly. So, you know, someday when we have lots of electric vehicles around that are going to be filling those spaces, it's no big deal. But in the meantime, so let's take a walkabout.
Okay. And do you know roughly what time, or should I stick around, or just like come back?
10:20.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll stick around.
We're not going to be long here.
I'll just do some work on my phone. So.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
You.
So yeah, we won't be too long.
Thank you.
All right. So remind me to recess this meeting to a walkabout with Matt. Any further visitors' comments? Hearing none, moving on to hearings. We're going to hold a public hearing this evening in this room, room 308/310, at the courthouse. This is the third floor. For those that may be listening, you'll come in the front entrance and go up the steps or up the elevator one floor and take an immediate right and come down that hallway to our boardroom. This is to address order number 62-2019 in the matter of calling an election on the question of a formation of a new Columbia County Rider Transit Service District. So we look forward to and welcome public comment this evening, 6:30, here in the courthouse. With that, we'll move into our consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve our consent agenda, items A through C, agreements, contracts, and amendments, D, E, and F.
Are we not going to read them for the record?
Oh.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh,
but
that would be really good. I was just anxious to go on a
walkabout.
Commissioner
Tartt, if you'd like to second it this time,
right, yeah.
I can go back and read the items.
I will second, but I want to pull B.
Okay. And for discussion this afternoon? Okay.
No, I mean just discussion after the consent agenda is approved.
Mm. Oh, okay. So move it into our regular discussion items?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so it's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda agreements, contracts, and amendments minus item B, and they read as follows. A is ratify the select pay for 8/05/19. C, order number 44-2019 in the matter of conveying certain real property in Vernonia, Oregon to Zavinian Emmons and Lindsay Emmons, tax map ID number 4 North 4 West 04 BD-08200 and tax account number 22976. Agreements, contracts, and amendments as follows. D is C119-2019, which is a public procurement contract with Peterson Cat for a Caterpillar loader mower. That's for our Public Works Department. E is C120-2019, an amendment number 1 to an intergovernmental agreement number 11088 with the Oregon Department of Education Youth Development Division and authorized chair to sign. And F is a quitclaim deed to Zafinian and Lindsay Emmons, tax map ID number 4 North 4 West 04 BD-08200 and tax account number 22976 and authorized chair to sign. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign, motion carries. Do you want to?
I wanted to pull B from the agenda because, as we discussed last week in our work session, I'm not comfortable approving the appointment into a board administrator position until we have an opportunity to really assess our organization, where we're going, and what positions we need and what they should be doing. So I didn't want to approve that on the consent agenda because I will be abstaining until we have the information available to make sound, solid business decisions.
Okay. Commissioner Magruder, thoughts or?
Well, I have no objection to approving the personnel action for J.C. Norman.
Well, is that a motion?
But I would offer that as a motion.
Okay, and I'm going to second for sake of discussion. I entirely agree with the discussion that we had, Commissioner Tartiff, on the restructuring and all of that. I think that I'm also a bit supportive of this only because this was a retirement, and we need someone to run our office, and we've talked throughout JC's career here as her being the heir apparent to that position, as we've trained her and spent time and energy and all of that to bring her up to speed to be able to have a seamless transition into the board office administrator position. And of course, we can always go back and change positions or job descriptions and all of those things over time as we evaluate that. But I think for me, in all fairness to JC and to the continuance of operation in our office, I would be supportive of Commissioner Magruder's motion. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, thank you. With that, we will move into other discussion items. Now, this is going to be an executive session under ORS 192.660, subsection 2, subsection F. And with that, we'll have to ask the public to excuse themselves. And we'll be back in regular session shortly.